To the Father, except for me.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If they were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do not know him and have seen him." From now on, you do not know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe in me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else, believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. It's so much consoling that Jesus says there's room for all of us. We are all invited. We are invited, but are we fit? That's another question. God wants us to be with him always. In eternity, Lord, at the hour of death, right from this moment. That means to say, if right now, if you are not in the Lord, you will never be in the Lord. Right? This moment. If you are in God, you are in Him forever. If this moment, you are not in Him, we are not. We are all called to be with Him, not far away in heaven, the time when we pass away. No, He invites us. There's a place right here. You have the place in the bosom of the Father. You now actually enjoy this heaven on earth with God the Father. He invites you to be. But that's why every Mass we have to examine our conscience. We need Jesus to help us to be with Him. Jesus needs the priest to consecrate the bread so that we can share His divine life. He says, I'm the vine, you're the branches. We share His life. If Jesus says, those who see me see the Father, in the same way, we can quote, those see us see Jesus. If they can see Jesus in us, they see God the Father. Jesus said, what I'm doing is doing whatever God the Father is commanding me to do. We are the same. Each one of us, we're the children of God. The only thing we have to do is do the will of God. Nothing else. Simple. Each one of us different, but simple way. Do the will of God. By then, we are one with Jesus. So not because only because we receive the Holy Blessed Sacrament. It doesn't have very much if we are living in His will. If you do not love, it's sacrilege. Every time when you receive the Holy Sacrament, no grace at all. If your heart is dark, He cannot enter. Cannot be paradise on earth. He can enter. Jesus understands we are all human beings. So, through the priest, He consecrated the bread so that we can share His life. Also, He commanded the priest, whatever you forgive, be forgiven. So that we, Jesus, through the priest, forgives our sins. The priest, when they are in a confessional, they are like a screen. It's Jesus Himself who listens to your confessions. It's Jesus Himself who gives the absolution, not the priest. Exactly the Mass. It's Jesus consecrated bread, of course, through the mouth of the priest. But we are instruments. All priests are sinners. We are like you, the same. This is a ministry. It's God given, not because of our merit. Jesus wants us to share His life. I have rooms for you. These rooms not for tomorrow, right now. Have a contrite heart, sincere heart, humble heart. Make use of the sacraments. Go through these sacraments to sanctify us, to give us back the grace that we need. It's a false hope that something in heaven, then I can be anything. No way. You cannot be in heaven. It's a hard way also. Come follow me. Those who follow me carry a cross on a daily basis. Every day. Many times we're disturbed during the beginning. Do not let the hearts be troubled because we worried about so many things of the tomorrow. If you really live this moment, then you have to put aside things of the past and things of the present, of the future. Just one mind, one heart. This is the will of God. So if you think too many things about tomorrow, you're not living the will of God. This is not God's will. God's will is that you love every present moment. This moment, an act of love, is that you listen. I preach. That's all. The only will of God for me is that I preach right this moment. The only will of God for you, you sit down there and listen to the word of God. He is talking to you. I'm an instrument. It's the Holy Spirit can touch your heart. But if you don't have an open heart, you still worry so many things, how can you get the grace? You can't. So life is simple. The simplest thing is the present moment. Simplest thing, just tell yourself this moment, God invites you just to love. If you're cooking, cook it well. You're listening, wholeheartedly listen. That's how we practice. If you live that present moment well, even your worries, Jesus will look after it. Don't worry. If you give your time, your energy to the Lord, He will give you back all what you need. So today is a good moment that we start again. Prepare our way. He is the way. Jesus, I am the way, the direction. Jesus' way is a simple way. Forever and ever in eternity, He just listened to the word of the Father. And He said, whatever from the Father, I just tell you, nothing else. Today, from Jesus, His word from the Father, we take it and live it. And that's how we share divine life. This is paradise on earth. This is what Jesus expects. That's how we are one family. As God the Father is in Him, He in the Father, and we are in them. It's the only way, simple way, of a happy way. Nothing sorrowful, follow the will of God. A little bit, you have to overcome your practice. Because you used to think so many things. Of course, you look after your family, so many things. Your business, your job, your children, their studies, where they go, and where to eat. Of course, there are so many things you have to worry. But Jesus doesn't want you to be worried. We pray for daily bread, not tomorrow's bread. Remember, daily bread, that's His word. If you worry too much for tomorrow's bread, tomorrow's study, you are in trouble. So, be simple and be humble. Just listen to the word of Jesus. Don't worry. He said, always peace with you. Just be enjoying at least this moment with him in a sacrifice. Together, you offer whatever. In the Blessed Sacrament, you offer. This is your Mass. Never-ending Mass. In the real Mass, now you offer. When you go out, you still have your Mass. You celebrate. You're celebrating your Mass your whole life. You keep Jesus in you until the next time you receive the blessed, the Holy Eucharist. You be the living tabernacle. Let Jesus be in you. That's our paradise, at least for you on earth.